This is Morning Edition. The number of adults in North Carolina becoming wards of the state is growing. Usually, when an adult is declared incompetent, they have a family member who takes over guardianship. Those who don't often get guardians assigned by county social service agencies or by private organizations. The Department of Health and Human Services says there were about 3,000 adult wards in the state in 2007. That number is expected to more than double by 2017. Corey Dunn is the policy director for the advocacy group Disability Rights NC. The organization filed a complaint with the U.S. Justice Department against North Carolina, which led to a settlement and deinstitutionalization of adults with serious mental illness. She joins us to talk more about adult guardianship. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
What does it mean for a person to be declared incompetent and come under authority of a guardian?
Guardianship is a significant, perhaps the most significant, legal action you can take against someone. It is truly substituting the judgment of one person for that of another. So all the things in your life that you think of as your personal domain to make decisions about, imagine if another person were given the authority to make all of those decisions for you.
And what happens when it's a public guardian?
So public guardians are the people acting on behalf of the state of North Carolina. In North Carolina, if you are deemed incompetent, you're guaranteed a guardian. So if you don't have someone in your personal life, a family member or a friend who's able to take on that role, the state will appoint someone for you. Historically, that's been an employee of county departments of social services. More frequently now, for adults with disabilities who are not frail elders, they may be appointed a guardian who works for a private agency.
Why has this number been climbing?
The increase in public guardianship is a result of a number of factors, one of which is that we have insufficient community-based services for people with disabilities. We are seeing an increase in the number of older adults who are under guardianship. That's really who the system was originally designed to support. These are folks who are at the end of their life, who have acquired disabilities late in life, and may not have family or friends left in their lives to help support them. We're seeing some increase in that population because people are living longer. But the big change in the system has really been about younger adults with disabilities, people with serious mental illness or intellectual or developmental disabilities who need support earlier in life. And because adults, those younger adults with disabilities, aren't getting the community-based services they need, there's this misguided belief that guardianship is going to somehow help them access services that don't exist in sufficient quantity.
How has mental health care changed for these people?
Over the last 5 years, our state has transitioned to a managed care system for all of our behavioral health services that are publicly funded. So whether it's funded through Medicaid or state dollars, services for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, mental health needs, and substance use disorders are all funded through managed care organizations. That means that instead of going to a provider and billing the state for whatever service they receive, there's someone who needs to approve what services they can seek and from whom before they do so.
What are the effects of this increase in public guardianship?
We are seeing both an overutilization of guardianship. We think guardianships are being implemented where they are not necessary because the service system is ill-equipped to serve these folks, and people are desperate to give them something, and they think guardianship is something. And we also see that the increased numbers of public guardianships means that the public guardians are really overtaxed and are unable to provide appropriate supports to the folks they're supposed to be supporting.
Corey Dunn is the policy director for the advocacy group Disability Rights NC. Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, Eric.